News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Well, the Brewers dropped 1-5-4 to Atlanta this evening. They let the lead slip away. It's also a game filled with reviews. The umpires in New York had to overturn several calls in this loss. Well, it's official. It may be Thursday evening, but the exodus from home to whatever you call up north has begun. Motorists had several delays trying to get up north. Highway 51, I-39 at Rothschild, the Cedar Creek exit, blocked back for quite a ways because traffic was slow going through the construction zone. State Patrol troopers even closed the on-ramp in the northbound lanes right at Cedar Creek to help alleviate the traffic problems. Langley County Sheriff's officials working with Antigo Police, culminating a major drug investigation with several arrests. In fact, 12 arrests. With the help of an informant, they made the arrests and confiscated methamphetamines and charged all 12 with possession with intent to deliver the meth, paraphernalia, bail jumping, probation violations, and working with controlled substances near a school. They also were charged with delivery of the controlled substance near a park, which is another offense, and repeat drug offenses for some of them. Names have not yet been released. Formal charges expected yet this week in Langley County Court. Stevens Point's mayor is not going to run for a third term. Andrew Halverson making that official today.
My family and I have thought about this a great deal, and we've certainly made the decision to not seek a third term.
Halverson says he's accomplished most everything he set out to do in his first two terms.
The Hoover Avenue Country Club Drive grade separation was really the last major project that we have not had a chance to bring to fruition that I had discussed with the voters. And as the Common Council has now confirmed that we have moved our priority and confirmed that we're going to move in the direction of that grade separation, I thought this was a great time to make my intentions perfectly clear for not seeking a third term.
Halverson said he wanted to give everyone plenty of time so that other candidates could prepare to run their campaigns. Chippewa Indians spared less than half of their walleye quota on the lakes in the ceded treaty rights territory in northern Wisconsin, so the DNR has adjusted the bag limits for sport anglers. Just in time for Memorial Day weekend trips, the six Chippewa bands took 27,000 walleye and 201 muskies as of mid-May. That's about 2,500 walleye below their average harvest, about 100 muskies less. A 10-year-old girl who was shot in crossfire while on a school playground in Milwaukee on life support at last word. Relatives told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel newspaper that third grader Sierra Goyton was brain dead as of this morning, but they're still hoping to get medical treatment in hopes that she can pull through. There's a new study from BMO Harris Bank showing 28% of Wisconsin parents with kids under 10 do not have any savings to tap for emergencies. The polling firm of Polera conducted the online survey of 1,500 parents in the bank's territory. Medical costs a real concern. The parents said they spend an average of $1,900 in out-of-pocket costs during their child's first year. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, clearing and cool down to 41 degrees. Your Friday, mostly sunny and quite nice, the high 74. Friday night, clear and quiet, expect a low of 47. And Saturday, sunshine and a bit warmer, high of 78. It'll get even warmer, but a little muggy on Sunday. Partly sunny, warm, and maybe some showers at night. The high, 80 degrees. Your Monday for Memorial Day, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and a bit humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 81. It'll be partly cloudy and less humid, 77 Tuesday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.